We're going to be in Jonah chapter number 2 tonight. We're going to read 10 verses, and we're going to just dig in here tonight, and we're just going to stay with our text, see where God would have us to be tonight. I'd like to preach a little sermon tonight on this. Jonah prayed. He may have fled in chapter number 1. Hey, but we get to chapter number 2 and Jonah prayed. Chapter number 1, God prepared. Chapter number 2, Jonah prayed. When God's prepared something for you and I, it's going to get our attention. Can I get amen? If you have a copy of God's Word tonight, Jonah chapter number 2, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Jonah chapter number 2 and verse number 1. And the Bible says, Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. And out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods can pass me about. All thy billows and all thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. And they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Our Father and our God, once again, we bow in your presence tonight. Lord, we come to a Wednesday night Bible study, prayer meeting. Lord God, I thank you tonight for all the prayer requests that's been lifted up. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, if you would, you already know them. So we ask you to go ahead and already touch them. Lord God, we ask you to move on them tonight. Families that needs touching, friends that needs touching. Father God, there's people all over this room tonight, Father, that this needs a Holy Ghost touch tonight. And Father, tonight, I'd ask you tonight, as we pray and we seek your face tonight, I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I pray whenever time we come into this place and it can be said about this church that we are a praying church. Father God, we don't pray to be seen, but we pray, Father God, to the Savior tonight. Lord, I know you can do all things tonight, that there's nothing impossible with you. So Lord, I pray as we study this word tonight, I pray you'd use it to minister to hearts. Father, we love you and we thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Jonah prayed. If you notice there in verse number 1, it said, then Jonah prayed. As I thought about that, Jonah prayed. Jonah went through a lot before he finally broke down and prayed to God. Jonah went through a lot of stuff before he finally, just broke down and prayed to God. Hey, tonight I want to ask you this question. How much will you and I have to go through before we finally just break down and ask God to take care of what's going on in our lives? Hey, tonight we go through a lot of things and we told a lot of things for a long time. And you know all you got to do tonight, to get that burden off of you, to get that brokenness off of you, to get back to where God would have you to be, is all you got to do is pray and ask, and God will meet that need in your life tonight. He said tonight, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find it tonight. As I study this word tonight and I look into the book tonight, I just want to ask this question tonight. Why did Jonah pray? Why do you pray tonight? Have you ever thought tonight, why do you pray? Do you pray just to get something, or do you pray because, you've been taught to pray, or do you pray because you have a relationship with God Almighty? I don't know about you tonight, but I pray because He's my Father in heaven. Hey, tonight when I pray, I feel better when I get done praying than I do any time in my life. Hey, I can worship all day long. I can sing and I can preach. But I'm never in a place where I'm at until I've come up off of my knees praying to Almighty God. And I see in this text tonight three reasons why Jonah prayed. If you'll look at me with me tonight in verse number 2, the first reason tonight why Jonah prayed is because he had a reason to pray. Hey, tonight I'd ask you a question. When was the last time you had a reason to pray? I'm not talking about blessing you food. I'm not talking about praying before you went to bed. I'm talking about being on your knees before Almighty God just praying. Hey, you know, if God don't show up, it ain't going to work. If God don't move in it, it ain't going to work. If God don't get in the middle of it, it ain't going to be taken care of. I'm talking about that kind of prayer. I'm talking about a prayer that only God can move on tonight. Let's look in verse number 2. And the Bible says, he had a reason to pray and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. I say tonight in verse number 2, when I read out of the belly of hell, cried I, I'd say to you tonight that Jonah prayed because he was in a desperate place. Hey, he had a reason to pray because he was in a desperate place. I want to ask you a question tonight. When was the last time you was in a desperate place? You was in a place that was so desperate. Hey, your family was in that place. Hey, your friends was in that place. And you needed God to move on that in a mighty way tonight. Hey, Jonah prayed because he was in a desperate place. I don't know about you tonight, but I do know this in my life. There's a lot of times I'll shoot up a little old wimpy prayer. Hey, I'll pray just to make myself feel good. Hey, but I know what it is to be crawled up in, hey, curled up in a bathroom there at the house. I know what it is to be curled up around the toilet. Hey, praying, asking God, God, please move. There's nobody in the house but me and God. And I've done got on my face crying before Almighty God and telling him, hey, if this burden don't leave me, hey, if this desperation I'm in, if it don't get off of me, I'm going to die. Hey, I feel like I'm in hell and I've been encamped around and I need you to help me. Hey, friends, tonight, can I say to you, hey, you'll pray when you got a reason to pray. Can I get an amen? Hey, he says tonight, he had a reason to pray because he was in a desperate place. Hey, can I get a witness of somebody that's been in a desperate place? Hey, your marriage was about to go under, and if you didn't start praying, it was going to go all the way under. Hey, your finances. Hey, you didn't have no money in the bank, and the baby was hungry. Hey, the bills was coming due. Hey, and you know you couldn't tell nobody because you squandered all your money away. And you say, Lord God, I need help one more time. Hey, I want you to know he showed up in that life. Hey, when you get in that desperate place, he'll show up. He said in verse number 2, out of the belly of hell cried I. Friends, I don't know about you, but I've been in that belly. Can I get an amen? Hey, but he said not only is it a desperate place, but I see in verse number 3, it was a deep place. It hadn't only got desperate, but it done got deep. I want to ask you tonight, hey, when was the last time you was in a deep place? He was in over his head. He had done went too far. He had done opened his mouth when he should have kept it shut. Look what he said in verse number 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas and the floods, they compassed me about, and all thy billows and all thy waves, they passed over me. Have you ever been there in a desperate place in your life, and it done got so deep, and you feel like you're just drowning in all kind of things? Everything comes your way. It's just killing you, and it's drowning you. Oh, Jonah said, I got a reason to pray. Number one, I'm in a desperate place. Number two, I'm in a deep place, and I need a way out. Hey, but I see something else that he did in verse number 4. He said, I ain't only got desperate to pray. I've not only got to a place of that in my life, but I'm in a dark place. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, when it gets dark in your life, don't quit praying. Listen to me tonight. The only thing you got tonight is prayer. That's all you got tonight is prayer. That's the only lifeline you got. That's the only key that you got tonight to unlock them blessings of God. When you get on your face before Almighty God and you say, I've got a reason to pray. I need God to show up. He said not only was it desperate, not only was it deep, but it was a dark place. Look at verse number 4. Then I said, here's that, I'm talking about that dark place in his life. He says in verse number 4, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. I don't know about you tonight, but when I feel like God's not talking to me and God's not answering me, I know in my life tonight, I feel like I'm just in a dark place. I feel like there's a dark cloud over me and I want that thing to get away. Hey, tonight, if there's a dark cloud looming over you tonight, there's only one way you'll get rid of that cloud on your life tonight, and that'll be through prayer and petitioning God and asking God to move. Hey, tonight, when you get to a place in your life as Jonah did and he found himself in the belly of that whale, hey, he had no other choice. Hey, was no other way out. Hey, God wasn't going to let him die in there. The only thing he could do is to pray to God. Maybe tonight you found yourself in a place tonight and you say, I don't know how to get out of it, preacher. Only one way you'll come out, and that's through prayer to Almighty God. As we read this word tonight, and I think about not only was it that dark place, but look with me, if you will, in verse number 5 and verse number 6, that place became difficult in his life. When you get to that place and you quit praying, it will get difficult in your life. I want you to know tonight, a child of God, a man of God, a woman of God, they will quit praying when things get tough. If you're not careful, the first thing you'll let go through is your lifeline to God, and that is your prayer. You'll quit praying the way you should. You'll start praying your own will and not his will. That's the truth. He says here in verse number 5, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul, the depths closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. He said, man, I've been wrapped up in this place. He said, I've been wrapped up and don't know what to do. Have you ever been wrapped up and you said, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I'm sick and tired of this and I don't know what to do with it. And you're wrapped up and you say, preacher, what do I do? Just pray. You have a reason to pray when you get to that place in your life, and it is so difficult. But look what he said. He said, you need to pray, because look in verse 6. He said, I went down. Whoo! When he quit praying over in chapter number 1, he was a prophet. He should have been praying. When he quit praying, he started going down. When you stop praying, you're going to start going down. When your prayer life ain't where it needs to be, you're going to start going down, and you're going to get to a place that it'll be desperate, it'll be deep, it'll be dark, and it'll be difficult in your life. And the only way you're coming back out of that is by calling on God and God alone. Amen? That's the only way you're going to come out of that is by praying to God. He said, number one tonight, Jonah prayed because he had a reason to pray. I'd ask you tonight, do you got a reason to pray? When you bow your head, is there anything burdening you? Or are you just so free when you pray? It's just like, God is good, God is great. Let us thank him for our food. Or is when you bow your head before Almighty God, you're under such a burden that you're saying, Lord God, I need you to move on this situation in your life. I need you to move on this situation in this individual's life. Friends, tonight, I want you to know when he got here, he had a reason to pray. But I see something else. Not only had a reason to pray, but he remembered to pray. Not only did he, look here in the book, not only did he have a reason to pray, but in the book tonight, look in verse number 7, Jonah said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered. He said, not only did I have a reason, but when my soul fainted, I remembered to pray unto God. He said, I remembered to call on him. I remembered to call on him in that time of need in my life. Look what he says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. This week, if your soul starts fainting, you just remember God. Amen? You remember how good God's been to you. He had done it before because he said, I remembered. That means he knew how to pray. He just needed to get back to it. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Let's get back. He had done it before. Remember to pray. Let me just settle down. Verse number 9. And he had a reason to pray, but he remembered to pray. Verse number 9, he prayed with thanksgiving. You see, he didn't say, Lord God, get me out of this well. He just thanked God. If you want out of what you're in, thank him for what he's already brought you to. He says tonight in verse number 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. And they that observed lying vanities forsook their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. He said he had remembered to pray because he prayed with thanksgiving. But I say to you, he prayed with a purpose. He got to a place in his life, not only was he thankful for what God had done, but he got to where he prayed with a purpose. He didn't give up on the prayer that he'd been praying, but he got to a purpose to pray with what God had called him to do. He says in verse number 9, when he got through praying with thanksgiving, he said, I will pay that. Jonah said, there was a time in my life that I come to know God as my Father. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And I followed him, and I vowed that I would do what he's called me to do. I vowed that I would pray. I vowed that I would go to church. I vowed that I'd raise my kids up in the house of God. I vowed that I'd stay true to my wife. I vowed that I'd stay true to my husband. I vowed that I would do this, and I vowed that I would do that. And now I found myself not doing what I promised to God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, if you promise God something, you and I must keep our promise tonight. If you've promised him something, he's not going to let it slide. He's not going to let it slide.
Jonah said, I remembered. I got a reason to pray. And I remember what I told God I would do. Man, there's been times I've seen people come to this altar. They get down and they say, Lord God, take this drug from me. Lord God, take this adultery from me. Lord God, take this drinking from me. Lord God, take this cigarette from me. And then they get up and walk back out and keep doing it. And they say, if you'll do this, I will serve you. And they get up and walk right back out the back door and forget what they vowed to God. Forget what they vowed to God. Folks, I want you to know a lot of times we're in that belly of that well because we ain't holding up to our end of the vow. You say, God don't hold us to that. Please turn with me tonight to Ecclesiastes tonight, chapter number 5. Ecclesiastes tonight, chapter number 5, if you'll turn there tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. If you'll turn with me to that place tonight, Ecclesiastes chapter number 5 tonight. And I want to show you this in the book. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, and the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, 4 and 5. Ecclesiastes 5, chapter number 4, the Bible says, talking about you must remember to pray, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Boy, he's hit me with that many a times. Lord God, I tell you what, if you'll save my soul, I won't do this and I won't do that. Lord God, if you'll just give me the spirit of repentance, if you'll just give me something, I promise you I'll keep going. And then he says, you go over yonder to Ryan's, and I say, Lord God, I don't want to go over there. I got something to do that week. Yeah, but you told me that if you would... Huh? What you vowed to him that you ain't keeping tonight? Jonah remembered to pray. He said, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. He said, it's better for you not to even vow to God that you're going to do something than vow to him and not keep up your end of the deal. Preacher, do you think God keeps a tally? I don't think he keeps a tally. He don't have to. He knows it all. He ain't got no list. He knows when I told him what I'm going to do, and he knows when I'm going to do it and I'm not going to do it. And I need to hold up to my end of the deal. Number one, tonight I see he had a reason to pray. Number two, he had to remember to pray. Not only did he pray with a purpose, but he prayed with confidence. He said in verse number 9, salvation is of the Lord. Psalm 18, 5 and 6, if you'll turn with me there. King David, he prayed when he was in a place in his life that needed to pray. Turn with me there. Psalms chapter number 18, 5 and 6 tonight. King David prayed. Psalm chapter number 18 tonight, verse 5 and 6. King David prayed. Not only did King David pray, he said in verse number 5, we're talking about Jonah being in that belly of the whale. Psalm 18, 5, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In verse number 6 of chapter number 18, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Turn with me to Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 28. We're talking about men that vowed something to God and then they prayed and God made it work in their life. Judges chapter number 16 and verse number 28. We're talking about Samson. Not only did King David pray to God, not only did Jonah pray to God, but Samson prayed to God. You know what happened to Samson? He got out there and he was a man. He was a man of God. And his strength was in his hair. And he got to the place where they shaved his head and he lost his strength and he was about to get to the end of his life. And he said, Lord God, I need strength one more time. Can I say to you tonight, it doesn't matter how old you are, God can give you strength to do what he wants you to do. Can I get an amen? And he says tonight in Judges chapter number 16, in verse number 28, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me. I pray thee and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. I say to you tonight, not only did Jonah pray, not only did King David pray, not only did Samson pray, but tonight in Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 10, you and I must pray. We must pray. We got a reason to pray, church. We got a reason to pray. And we must remember to pray.
Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 10. If you can jot these verses down, Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 10, we got a reason to pray tonight. I'm going to share this with you while you turn down. I'm going to slow down. And I'm going to share it to the men tonight. You know what us men don't like to do? We don't like to ask nobody for nothing. We don't like to ask nobody for nothing. I've seen men be broke down. They're trying to change the old tractor tire. I got it. And it's done whooped them to death. Brother, can I help you? Oh, I got it. No big deal. I got it. I got it. Men don't want to ask for nothing. Especially if they don't know what they're doing. They ain't got a clue what they're doing, but they don't want to ask nobody for nothing. Yesterday, Kaylee went into the bedroom and she said, "Where's the ironing board?" We said, "It's in the corner." She said, "Where's the iron?" "It's on top of the gun cabinet." "Man, y'all must not iron no more. This thing ain't been used in forever." Brandy said, "Nope, we're done. We're through with that. Throw it in the dryer. I got to iron my shirt." And I'm talking about not wanting to ask for help. I heard her in there. And that ironing board was, "Aah!" I hollered, I said, "Baby, you need any help?" "I got it, Daddy." I said, "Okay." Went but a little bit. I went in there and I said, "Need some help? I can't get this thing to close. How do you close an ironing board?" I said, "Listen, you make all A's in school and you can't close an ironing board. I don't need no how. Just, well, wait a minute. Come here. Come here. You've asked for help. Come here." I took that old ironing board. I lifted that thing up. She said, "Daddy, I know how." I said, "If you knew how, you wouldn't ask me to help you." "Show me how then." He said, "You're being rough." "Oh, no, she told me she knew how, so well, here it is." She looked that thing up and down. "She said, just stick it back in there." I said, "You can't stick it back. There's legs everywhere. That thing looks like his. You can't just stick it back. Your mama's going to have a fit." But you tell me you've asked for help, but now you know how to do it. See, when we ask God to help us, we ought to get out of the way and let him do it. "Well, God, I need your help. I've done made a mess, and I don't know how to fix it. So I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to leave it alone because I don't know nothing to do with it." So I grabbed that button on the side of that thing, Miss Patsy, hit that little button, that thing folded down. What I learned that from? Learned it from my mama. Learned it from my mama. Seen her do it many a times. I went to put that thing back in the corner. Listen to me, y'all. God spoke to me. I went to put that iron board back in that corner. He said, "You ain't taught her nothing. She asked you to help, and you ain't taught her nothing." I pulled that ironing board back out and I set it back up there. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Close it." She looked at it. She said, "I don't know how." I said, "I just showed you." She said, "No, you didn't. You did it. You just did it." I said, "Oh, well, okay." I grabbed that ironing board and I showed her. She went to close that thing again and couldn't get it. We sat in that room for probably 2 to 3 minutes. Every time she finally got it where it closed, I'd open it back up. She closed that thing back up. I'd open it back up. She'd close it back up. Tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is what God spoke to me so much in my life. When you finally call on God and you ask God, when you have a reason to pray and you remember to pray and you call on God, let God do what you ask him to do. When you have done all you can do and you don't know how to do it, get out of the way and let God have it. But the problem we got is we don't want to ask for help. There's not a man in this room would want to come to another man and say, "Man, look here, man, I'm down on my luck. I need help." Why? He said there's six things he doesn't like. Seven's an abomination. Book of Proverbs, one thing's a prideful look. I'd say tonight I'm guilty of that a lot of times, being prideful. Sometimes I'd rather tear it all apart than ask somebody to help me. And tonight, you know what? We'd rather our lives fall completely apart than just ask God to help us. He says in Luke chapter number 11, verse number 10, let me show you this tonight. I'm talking about all you got to do is have a reason to pray, remember to pray. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 10, the Bible says, "For everyone that asks, receiveth." Listen, for everyone that asks, receiveth. Well, I got to, no. Well, Brother BJ, I got, no, don't add nothing to the verse. Let's just read it.
For everyone that asks, receiveth. Why is it so hard for us to ask? Because Satan don't want us to ask. Because he knows if I ask, I'm going to receive it. But if I can walk 6 months in my pity party, and I can walk 6 months the way I want to walk and not ask God to take whatever's in my life and help me with it, he'll let me destroy myself in 6 months. Where all I had to do in about 6 seconds is say, Lord God, I need you. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. He says tonight, look here, Luke 11, 10, look what he says. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, you'll find it. If you'll ask, you'll receive it. If you'll seek, you'll find. But I love this right here also. If you'll knock, it shall be open unto you. Tonight we walk with so much burden as a Christian, so much brokenness in our lives, because we simply don't ask the Father to do his will in our life. I know we're running out, but I got to get it right here on this. I know we are. He had a reason to pray. He remembered to pray. And the third thing I want to show you is this. In verse number 10. When you have a reason and you remember to pray, he received when he prayed. Don't expect to receive nothing if you ain't asked for it. If you ain't asked for it, don't expect to get it. When you ask, you'll receive. Jonah prayed, Jonah received. What he received, preacher? And the Lord spake unto the fish. He never talked to Jonah. He didn't talk to Jonah right now. He ain't talked to Jonah yet. He ain't talked to Jonah. Lord God, you know the place I'm in. Okay, help me. Okay. Brother Hagin Scott, Brother BJ's in a bind, and you need to go help him. Who was that? You see, he didn't talk to Jonah. Jonah just prayed, and now he's going to help him. Tonight, he may not use you to help you get out of the place you're in. You ever thought about that? Well, he may use somebody else to help you down the road. What he says here, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. He received light. No longer was he in the belly of the fish. He received light. He received freedom. No longer was he bound in them bars and them chains and in that hell that he felt like. He received freedom. He received the goodness of God. Why? Because, Brother Hagin, he obeyed God's will. He already remembered. He had a reason to pray. He remembered it and he received. Number one, he must be obedient. His will isn't always pleasant, but it's always right. In closing, I want to share this with you. The sun in the sky obeys him. The wind obeys him. The fish obeys him. The moon obeys him. The ocean obeys him. Everything obeys him. But man. If we can get this disobedient thing under control and get obedient. He said, I'll take obedient over sacrifice. When you're obedient. But I'm going to give you four things tonight that I see here in verse number 10. His will isn't always pleasant. Number one, God's will isn't always pretty. When he spoke to the fish, let me give you this, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited. That's not pretty, but he obeyed. Ooh, there may be some things you need to spit out tonight. Ooh, I just got to tell it like I see it. His will's not always pretty, but the fish obeyed and it vomited. Maybe there's some things in your life you need to spit out, get rid of tonight, vomit it up. God's will may be painful, not always pretty, and sometimes his will in your life is painful. I thought being a Christian ain't supposed to be painful. It's painful sometimes. I see that he spit out Jonah upon dry land. Dry land for a fish. It's painful. Take a fish out of water and throw him out on the dry ground. He'll flip and flop and do everything under the sun because he's out of where he's supposed to be. A lot of times, God will take me and you and he'll throw us over there where he wants us to be, and we're uncomfortable and we flip and flop. It don't matter tonight how much you flip and flop if you're obedient to where God's put you. God's will isn't always pretty. God's will may be painful. And God's will sometimes in our life is a puzzle. It's just a big old puzzle. Well, I thought God told me, yeah, but now I'm doing this. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? He prepared the fish to swallow Jonah. It's a puzzle. He said, swallow him. In 3 days, that same fish he prepared, he said, spit him out. Well, I ain't had time to spit it out. As you grow in your Christian life, you'll understand, just be obedient to what God's called you to do, even when it's a puzzle and you don't understand it. Not only is God's will not always pretty, it may be painful, sometimes it's like a puzzle, but God's will sometimes is pleasant. How do you know it's pleasant, preacher? For that fish to spit Jonah out, I bet he felt a whole lot better. That man got to praying. He got to praying. He had a reason to pray. And he remembered to pray. I remember when I went to church at Detroit First Baptist, I sat 5 pews from the back and a little woman sat right in front of me. She's at the high rise in Hamilton now. Her name was Miss Louise Pickle. Miss Louise was an angel. When my birthday rolled around, she always sent a card, anniversary, all that stuff. But I'll never forget when I surrendered to preach. She sat in front of me, and we'd stand to pray, and she didn't stand most of the time. She done got elderly. But I remember her sitting there in that seat in front of me, and I'd be over the top of her, and I'd hear my name in her prayer. Lord, protect that boy. Lord, help him. Lord, let him be obedient to what you called him to do. And I remember that woman, she had a reason to pray because she knew I was going to be disobedient. But she never forgot. She always remembered to pray. And I truly believe because that woman had a reason and she remembered, I truly believe today there's a lot of things I've received in my life because somebody had prayed. When you think you're not doing a bit of good, and just start praying. Just start praying. Jonah prayed because he had a reason. Jonah prayed because he remembered. And because Jonah prayed, he received what God had for him. Tonight, if you don't think you're getting what God's had for you, just start praying. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you so much. Lord God, I thank you that when I deserved hell, you already had a plan to give me heaven. Lord, tonight, this church right here, this local body, Lord, if we just always say, I got a reason to pray, and put somebody's name on our heart and pray for them, Lord, what a change it'd be. Lord God, not only do we have a reason to pray, but we must remember that, Father, you, man, you're there waiting. We'll ask, we'll receive. And Lord God, tonight, I pray whoever's been praying for something for a long time tonight, there's some standing around this sanctuary each and every Wednesday night, and they pray for the same people. Lord, I ask you tonight to answer that prayer. Lord, I ask you to give these families rest, give them peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I know that your word said if we ask, we shall receive. And Lord, I pray tonight, whoever, and needs that miracle tonight, I pray tonight that you show up in their life. Father, I love you. I thank you. I pray for the prayer request that was mentioned tonight. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.